Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And let's go On The Pace, all right, from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. Plenty happening in this harness racing world, that's for sure.
What have you got for us this week?
Yeah, look, I thought I'd have a bit of an update for you, just a few news items this week. I've got an update on Major Dan scratching. So he's been withdrawn from Saturday night's Group 1 Sunshine Sprint up at Albion Park. And I caught up with trainer Kevin Pizzuto yesterday, and he just wasn't happy with how Major Dan came through his run at Menangle last week. He was beaten. He finished third. He had a blood done on the horse, and it wasn't 100%. And basically, to quote Kevin, he said he didn't want to travel all the way to Queensland to run second or third. So he was a bit disappointed in the horse's latest effort. But it is... you know, there's nothing majorly wrong with the horse, which is great to hear. So he's just looking out for the best interest of the horse there. So sad to see him not go up in that race. He was the fancy for that one. And obviously after winning that Len Smith Mile a couple of weeks ago at Menangle, he really would have given the race a shake because he was drawn inside the second row with should have got a good trail. But anyway, that's racing. Todd McCarthy was down to drive Major Dan in that race, and now that he's been scratched, Todd will be staying in New South Wales, and he has been put on Tiger Tara, who will race at Menangle on Saturday night. He heads around in race 5 over the 2,300 metres this Saturday night. So originally, Kevin Pizzuto had Lauren Tritton on Tiger Tara, but now because Todd McCarthy's not going up to Queensland, he's replaced Lauren and put Todd on. So Kevin's very happy with Tiger Tara heading into this race. He said he's as good as ever. And at this stage, his plans are still on track to go to Queensland for the Blacks Are Fake final soon. So that's good news out of the Kevin Pizzuto barn. So good to know that Major Dan, there's nothing too wrong with Major Dan. As another update from what Chris Barsby mentioned yesterday's On The Pace regarding Ignatius, he's not heading up to Queensland for their winter carnival. But I did catch up with trainer driver James Rattray after Ignatius won the Breeders' Challenge. And there were plans for this horse to go to New Zealand for the New Zealand Cup as well as the Inter-Dominion later in the year. So I'm sure that's the main plan for next for Ignatius. So we'll see him on the track soon. Following that, we've got some tab market movers as well, Cozzy, for this weekend's features. The main features are, of course, at Queensland this Saturday night. So in the Southeast Derby, Lochinvarat, he's the horse that they've been supporting. He opened at $2.70 and is now into $1.85. And there's been a few big bets around him. So, you know, he finally gets a good draw again. He's drawn in Barrier 3. The first emergency is drawn on his inside in Barrier 2. So he should most likely come out of Barrier 2. So hopefully he can get the cash there. He was super unlucky in the Breeders' Challenge final. Drew well in Barrier 1 and then just got caught in traffic, but was doing his best work over the line to finish second. Other races in the Sunshine Sprint at Albion Park this Saturday night. The money has been on Colt 31. He opened at $2.20 and is now in $1.65 following the scratching of Major Dan. Colt 31's drawn Barrier 2 over the short trip, so that looks hard to run him down there. And then there's been support for Majestic Courtney in the Trotters Cup, who's opened at $3.80 and now into $2.80. So there are a few tab updates there for Saturday night. Also at Menangle on Saturday night, Cozzy, are the Alabar True Blue finals, and Fixed Odds are open for those four feature races. In the first feature race, race 4, Shoo-Bee-Doo for Amanda Turnbull is the favourite at $1.50. There's also odds open for race 5, which is the free-for-all of the program. And, of course, Tiger Tara is the short price favourite there at $1.15. He has drawn wide in Barrier 11. Well, he'll start off the outside of the front row, but it's over the 2,300 metres. So he has plenty of time to work into that one. Race 6 is another one of the True Blue finals for the three-year-olds, and the fave there is Brooklyn's Best for Shane and Lauren Tritton at $1.80. Race 7 is one of the finals for the two-year-old boys, and Dollar Sign for Tim Butt and Jason Grimson's the fave at $3.20. And Race 8 is the two-year-old Phillies True Blue final, and the favourite there is Dance Like an Angel at $1.80 for Brad Hewlett. So she was very impressive in her Breeders' Challenge campaign. What else do I have for you, Cozzy? The Indigenous Drivers Series that kicked off at Albury on Tuesday night. Winning that was Danny Gibson. He drove Madam Annie for Robert Walters, and she won quite convincingly by more than 8 metres, rating 2 minutes for that race. And this heat was started early because it's NAIDOC week. There'll be more heats. There'll be another heat at Parks next month, then Young and Tamworth. And then obviously the final is the JC Catherine Plate at Menangle in October for their traditional Fisher's Ghost meeting. So it has started early, these heats, but being NAIDOC week, that is why. What else do I have? We had some racing at Bathurst last night.
Yeah.
And Josh Turnbull, he in the first race trained the trifecta. His gelding Yes You May won the race with Isabel Ross driving, and Substitute ran second, and Yep Got the Chocks finished third, so gave him the trifecta in that two-year-old race. And Isabel Ross walked away driving a double. She also won later in the night with Maximus Red for Steve Turnbull. And Kerri-Anne Morris, she trained a double there thanks to Squire and got to be downtown. So some really good racing there. We've got more races at Penrith tonight. And also an update on that $1 million race. So I had John Dummerzy on the Pace last week just to talk about this new $1 million race happening in New South Wales. And the Harness Racing New South Board are going to meet tomorrow to discuss more about this race. So hopefully I'll have some more news for the listeners on that.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll talk to you then, and we'll have a good day.
Yep, we'll do. Thanks, Cozzy.